Juno Douglas High School Yada'at Kakhla has an auto shop and the only high school hockey team in town. Russian is only offered at Thunder Mountain High School, and it has a rifle team. These are all reasons a student might pick one school over the other, says JDHS Principal Paula Kasperson. It's a big choice, and as she sees it,
students are rising to some of the challenge of really taking some ownership of their academic paths, of their areas of interest, of the high school student they want to be.
Kasperson has worked at the high school for 22 years, since well before the newer school, Thunder Mountain, opened in 2008. Today, JDHS is a modest-sized high school with just under 600 students. But Kasperson remembers the days when they had almost three times that many. Some classes were held in a neighboring building, but even so, hallways were crowded, and there were concerns about students falling through the cracks. Kasperson says being a smaller school has allowed JDHS to be more personal.
I think there is a real emphasis on relationship and connectedness. And when you're one student of 600, it's far harder to be lost in the school day.
But a high school of 600 is never what the district had in mind. Back in the early 2000s, when plans got underway for a second high school, the district believed Juno's population was growing. They'd hired a consultant who predicted that by 2005, Juno would be home to more than 2,000 high school students, far more than could fit in the existing school. With that expectation, the city voted to build a second high school in the Mendenhall Valley. That's Thunder Mountain. That happened. But the population growth never did.
We were peaked out, and then ever since, the numbers have gone down every single year.
Kurt Jenich has taught history at JDHS since before the second high school was built. He's been a vocal critic of the split and hopes to see the district re-merge JDHS and Thunder Mountain into a single high school. Mostly, he's concerned that dividing the school's resources has limited opportunities for students. He says the small staffs at each school have to focus on teaching courses that are required for graduation. Electives have disappeared.
We have a huge offering in our course catalog. The course catalog looks quite impressive on paper, but that's not something that we can offer up on a consistent basis.
So in a given year, a lot of those courses aren't taught, says Jenich. But not everyone agrees that splitting the high schools is to blame for lost classes. Or at least, some say it's not the main culprit. Carol May teaches math. She was one of the original teachers to move from JDHS to Thunder Mountain back in 2008. She says if the schools were to recombine, they could probably offer a few more things. But she says,
the main reason that we have lost electives is because of the state budget cuts. We have been cutting and cutting and cutting, and there's really nothing left to cut except for electives.
For the record, May has been pretty happy having two smaller high schools. She knows more of the students in the hallways, and she says she sees more of them getting involved in activities. Currently, the school district counts 702 students at Thunder Mountain and 590 at JDHS. The district says, together, that's more than could fit into either high school. Right now, it's committed to the system in place of two comprehensive high schools and a smaller alternative high school. There is no magic number, no enrollment threshold, that would trigger immediate changes. So for now, it's still up to Juno's eighth graders to decide, am I a Falcon or a Crimson Bear? In Juno, I'm Zoe Gruskin.